Hey, Cornerstone, it's Scott, and today's Cornerstone Connection is from Galatians chapter 2. Several years ago as a youth pastor, I had a student walk into our youth group meeting. This was a Christian student. He had professed Christ. He had grown up in a Christian family. He would say that he was following Jesus. And he looked into the youth room and saw a couple of girls that he didn't know. They looked different than us. They had different colored hair. And they had shirts on that reflected their favorite rock musicians. And the student said to me, point blank, I didn't come here to associate with those kind of people. I'm not coming to youth group if they are going to be here. I was shocked. That is not what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Jesus associated himself with all people that all people might be saved. And so too are we. You see, my student in that moment was living as a hypocrite. He said he believed the gospel. He said he was a follower of Jesus, and yet he was intentionally not wanting to follow in the footsteps of Christ. None of us are exempt from hypocrisy, not even the Apostle Peter. Listen to what happened in Galatians chapter 2. Paul says, "But when Cephas, that is Peter, came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he stood condemned. For before certain men came from James, he was eating with the Gentiles. But when they came, he drew back and separated himself, fearing the circumcision party. And the rest of the Jews acted hypocritically along with him, so that even Barnabas was led astray by their hypocrisy. But when I saw that their conduct was not in step with the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas before them all, if you, though a Jew, live like a Gentile and not like a Jew, how can you force the Gentiles to live like Jews?" Paul saw hypocrisy in Peter. Peter knew that Jesus came to reconcile all people to himself, both Jew and Gentile. Peter knew that Jesus, through the cross, made two very hostile groups of people now one in Christ. Peter even lived out this reality by associating with the Gentiles and eating with the Gentiles and sharing communion with the Gentiles. But when the circumcision party came from James, he drew himself back and didn't want to associate with them. The question is why? It was because Peter feared them. Peter wanted to live as a people pleaser. He wanted to be accepted in their sight and not get any blowback from them because he was eating with Gentiles. You see, so many of us can fall into hypocrisy like that. And when we do, hypocrisy is like a virus that infects us and the people around us. In fact, we see it here in verse 11. It says that Peter stood condemned. So he's been infected by hypocrisy. He's professing one thing but living a completely different way. And Paul says that Peter was liable to God's judgment in this moment. God takes hypocrisy very seriously. Second of all, hypocrisy is harmful to other people. In fact, we see it like this infectious virus because here in verse 13, it says the rest of the Jews acted hypocritically with Peter. And get this, even Barnabas fell astray by their hypocrisy. But it wasn't done infecting other people. In fact, in verse 14, it says that Peter's hypocrisy was so powerful that he was forcing the Gentiles to live like Jews. This is bad stuff. You see, sin is oftentimes just knowing something to be true but failing to live up to it. But hypocrisy is a whole other level of sin here. It's knowing something is true and intentionally living in a way that covers up what you truly believe. Peter knew that the gospel was for all people. Peter knew that Jesus reconciled both Jews and Gentiles and we can have fellowship with each other. And yet in this moment, he intentionally covered up what he believed because he feared people. How do we overcome people-pleasing and hypocrisy? Well, we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. We don't look at what other people think of us. We don't care about what other people think of us. We keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, reading his word and patterning our lives after his. You see, Paul wasn't a people-pleaser. In fact, in Galatians 1:10, he said this, "Am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man?" Well, everybody knew the answer to that. He's not trying to please man. He seeks the approval of God. And Paul goes on, if I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. Church, if we are going to be servants of Christ, we need to have lives that have congruency, where they align with what we believe, that we are in step with the truth of the gospel, as Paul says here. And so Paul was a servant of Christ and not a people pleaser, and it made all the difference. For Paul, his desire to seek the approval of God led him to say some hard things to Peter, to confront his hypocrisy and not allow the hypocritical virus to spread anymore. And he did this for Peter's good and the good of the church and for the sake of the gospel. And so, church, live in step with the truth of the gospel. Fix your eyes on Jesus and don't concern yourself with what other people think of you.